Until very recently, the British held true to the idea that however much we might disagree with each other, our politics was always cordial and our disagreements were always polite. Whether or not that was ever really true is subject to debate, but the spectacle of the UK's newly installed Prime Minister Boris Johnson being received in Scotland like some kind of pantomime villain is illustrative of the divided nature of not just the UK's new Prime Minister, but of British politics as a whole. This is the moment he arrived at the Scottish First Minister's official residence in Edinburgh. But boo they might, after all, this is the same Boris Johnson who has previously joked that the Scots are a verminous race deserving of comprehensive extermination. This is the same Boris Johnson who, according to a recent poll, 65% of Scottish voters believe will be a poor or terrible Prime Minister. I spoke with some of those who'd come along to protest Mr Johnson's visit to Edinburgh.
Well, he's the man who's to blame for a lot of the feelings that a lot of British people, particularly English people, have towards Europe. He is the one who started off this anti-European lie machine that all of the other press picked up.
We do not think that Boris Johnson represents the best interests of Scotland or the United Kingdom as far as Brexit is concerned. Proven liar, he cannot be trusted. Anything he says now about Brexit or about funding the UK is not going to be true.
A lot of people now think that the Brexit issue and Boris Johnson in particular may accelerate calls for independence in Scotland. Is that something that you would share as a view?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. In a word, yes. For me, being taken out of Europe against our will, he's going to accelerate that. That was a fear before Boris Johnson. It's an even bigger fear now.
And the fact that they're preparing headlong now for a no-deal Brexit is terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. We voted in Scotland with a massive majority to remain, and we do not want to be taken out of Europe at all.
Unusually for a Conservative Prime Minister, Boris finds himself at odds with his Scottish counterpart, Ruth Davidson, herself a vocal opponent of a no-deal Brexit, and someone who hasn't been shy in withholding support for Mr Johnson during his bid for the top job. He claims they're not as diametrically opposed as many think, though.
Number one fan of Ruth Davidson and what she's done for Scottish Conservatives. I also think that she's right to think that we should be going for a deal, not no deal. That's where we should be trying to end up. But it's the responsibility of the government, of a government of the United Kingdom, to make sure that we are prepared for every eventuality.
Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, however, believes that Boris Johnson's Brexit strategy can only end with a no-deal scenario.
This government, the new Prime Minister, has set the UK on an almost inevitable path to a no-deal Brexit. The position that it has taken makes it very difficult to see how any deal can be struck with the EU, and I think that would be catastrophic for Scotland and indeed for the whole of the UK. I made abundantly clear to Boris Johnson my opposition to Brexit and to a no-deal Brexit, and also made it clear to him that the people of Scotland should be able to chart their own course and choose their own future, not have that future imposed upon them.
There is a great deal of hostility towards Boris Johnson because he is seen as the face, the architect of Brexit.
Stephen Daisley is a journalist and Scottish political commentator, and I asked him how much stock we should put into the hype around Boris Johnson's unpopularity in Scotland.
I think most people who are not generally political animals have still to make up their mind about him, so early days like this are important. He's got to try and make a good impression. We'll see in the passage of time whether he does that. But, you know, compared to some of the previous things he said in the past about Scotland that opponents keep bringing up now, you know, he needs to be careful with his language, I think, and that we'll see how careful he is with his language now.
Supporters of Scottish independence are keen to make a lot of capital on both Brexit and Boris Johnson becoming Prime Minister. How much can realistically be made of this situation, given that there was an independence referendum which was lost in 2014 and no real signs of another one coming along, especially given the fact that Boris Johnson would have to be the man who would sign off on it?
I think that supporters of Scottish independence have more hope in creating political capital out of no-deal Brexit, if that eventuality comes about, than they do Boris Johnson. If you look at the polling so far, we don't have a great deal of what we have. Boris moves the dial slightly towards independence, but the prospect of no-deal Brexit seems to be a much more decisive shift.
As Boris Johnson left Scotland this week, though, he will have taken comfort in the knowledge that this is a part of the United Kingdom that is often these days defined by its status as a political outlier. That said, for all his bluster, there is a growing concern amongst some of his more critical colleagues that he's setting the UK on a collision course with the European Union, the ripple effect of which might just be an independent Scotland. That, of course, would ensure Boris Johnson's place in the history books, perhaps not for the reasons he'd want, though, as the very last Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Jack Foster, DW, Edinburgh.